of friends. Must be Masters Week.
The dogwoods are waving the little white hands as you drive by Magnolia Lane. The azaleas are peeking their eyes into the morning sunset.
Wow.
There is a hint of mint in the air.
Whoa.
From the dew on the morning greens.
Whoa.
Yes. My friends, it is Masters Week.
It is Masters
Week. And we are, got it. We are out of bounds on the 19th.
I
put a little time into that one. I said that in the mirror like 13 times this morning.
It looks like
thinking
you did.
About it. Yeah. We are back in action, man. Crazy, crazy weekend. Crazy day today. Absolutely had a fucking solar eclipse. It was a little creepy.
It was.
Got a little, you kind of... The first thing I was thinking was, man, everybody's outside and just looking and wondering, like, this would be a good time for aliens to try to, you know, just start fucking this up or whatever. Because everybody was off today.
Yeah, everybody was a little off.
Traffic was a little weird. Yeah. Things were just a little iffy. They let kids out of school. You know, everybody was out with their glasses on.
Yeah, that's true. There were kids that were out of school, which was weird to me because I remember when there was... an eclipse back when I was young. I don't know. I think we talked about it when we were in elementary or whatever. And we didn't get out of school for it. But then again, maybe it was earlier in the day. I don't know. I don't know. My kids didn't get out
of school. I remembered a little bit about it. It just, and I think I was, like you said, I was in Delshire Elementary when it happened. But I don't know. It was pretty cool. It was different. It is Masters Week. There's a lot to talk about. Sports week going on. Heavy sports week going on. Big game tonight.
Big game. Big game, buddy.
Big, big game. My team, Purdue, I think is going to get ran over, but I hope not.
I don't know.
I mean, they have a chance. They did pretty good defense-wise on South Carolina, I thought.
Yeah, they did.
It's pretty good defense, man.
I mean, what did they hold them to, 50 points?
Yeah.
And I mean, that's...
You could tell Big Daddy was a little frustrated.
He was frustrated.
On Burns Jr. there.
He but he still played well, though.
He did play well.
Yeah. But you can tell he was a little frustrated.
Big game tonight, UConn, Purdue. Go get him, Purdue. That'd be the first time ever that I actually picked the right fucking school to win the national championship ever.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be good if they win, though. I'll give you that credit.
I mean, I would go for, like, Kentucky's or something like that. They're number one. Yeah. And they'd always get knocked out, like, your team, Kentucky.
Fuck you.
Or anytime Xavier's in it, I would always pick them to win it.
Yeah.
I really... Just because.
The hometown team.
Hometown vibes.
Yeah, it's hard not
to. UC would always pick them, too.
Yeah, yeah, they were in it. You know, you always wanted the hometown teams to go far. I wasn't a huge UC fan, but I still picked them to go a ways.
I was when the Bob Huggins, you know, years. I really was a UC fan.
Oh, yeah. Big things are going to happen after this game, I'm telling you. After this game, big things are going to happen. Why? Because Coach Cal's gone.
He's a happy Coach Cal. And listen to me. I am C. Dizzle on this microphone. My man Jeff, he's a little sick today. So give him he ain't going to probably want to say much. He's been struggling all day. He's been acting like a little bitch.
Yeah, I have. I ain't going to lie.
You know, I told him he needed a tampoon for his butt. Cause
I'm telling you, I could use one.
He could use one.
If they make one to stop your eyes from popping out of your head,
I'll tell you what, it's a good day that it was a solar eclipse day because we didn't get shit done.
No, we really didn't.
And it was a good day for that for you.
Yeah, you're right. You're right because I do. I feel like dog shit.
Yeah, I know you do.
Dog shit.
I mean, we almost, I told him we could, you know, even do this podcast.
But we got a schedule.
I said, man, we could do it tomorrow. He said, man,
we got a schedule.
What about the fans? The fans are looking forward to this on Tuesdays. I get text messages about it.
You gotta throw it out there on Tuesdays, man.
We do.
As long as Danny gets on it. Danny?
Danny?
Tuesdays, buddy.
Tuesdays, people are asking about it.
They're asking. They want to know.
Did you do anything good this weekend, man? A little weekend recap.
I'm telling you, man.
Exciting? Let me guess, you work, probably. You got a lot of work to be done, though. You got, you know, it's not like can, you know, I've lived in my house for fucking 10 years, so I can take, you know, a couple weekends off.
You can take weekends off, things like that. But it's so fresh to me, and there's so much to do.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to do stuff. But, no, I had a good weekend sitting here cleaning out some cars. I fixed that lift that we talked about, finally.
I seen that. And when are you going to put a car in there on that thing?
Whenever somebody comes by and wants to put their car on it.
And then do it themselves.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Sign a waiver.
Told you before.
You can use it.
I'm not getting under there. I'm not doing it.
It's taking up a lot of space.
It is taking up space, but I would say this. I stood on it and let it raise me all the way up.
Yeah.
Not quite a car, but...
That's close.
You should have seen Smish Mosh. It was great, man. We had this thing up. Excuse me. We just lift all the way up, right? And I'm like, just look under there and make sure them cables are running across them pulleys correctly.
Yeah.
And he's like standing 3 feet away from it, and he won't put his head anywhere. I'm like, dude... It's already eight feet in the air. Yeah. What are you worried about? And he's like, I don't know, man. This thing's heavy. I don't want it to fall on me. I'm like, you got about the same amount of confidence that I have in this thing. Oh, no, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah, just, we'll see. We'll
find somebody's got to do it before me. That's for damn sure. Other than that, my weekend was pretty late, man. Same stuff. I had to do some stuff in the yard.
Yeah.
I finally burnt the hell out of that dock that's been sitting in my front yard. Drug that out of the pond a couple of weeks ago. It would have been raining so much.
We ain't been able to do shit.
Haven't been able to do nothing.
Yeah. This rain, it's been a nightmare. Today was absolutely gorgeous.
Beautiful. Crazy, beautiful.
Crazy beautiful day.
Till that eclipse dropped at about 15 degrees.
And it was quick. Creepy quick, looking, dude. Man.
And you saw the streetlights start coming on. That's what really creeped me out.
Yeah.
We were in that neighborhood working on this house, and the street lamps started coming on. I'm like, Wow, this is creepy.
It is creepy.
And you were right, though, when you said, it almost is like feeling like you're in a dream.
Yeah.
Because of the way the light was, how your kind of eyes were kind of trying to figure it out.
Everything looked like it was in like a shadow of the sun.
Yeah, it was just so weird.
Yeah, it was just a different color.
Yeah.
You know, everything was a different color.
But I'm glad we got to see it.
Me too.
I'm glad we brought some glasses.
I'm glad you brought them glasses. Man. That was very cool.
Well, shout out to Mom, because... She even said it before we got the hell out of here to start working. She's like, "Do you want to take these glasses?" And I was like, "Nah, I'm good." She's like, "No, just take them, just in case."
Yeah. The next one we're never going to see. It's in like 2099.
It's true, man, and that's
we you know. It's like it
you know what?
Long,
let's look. Let's take a look at this thing. So if you didn't get a chance to check it out, I'm sorry. I wish you would have.
Yep.
But if you did, then you know what we're talking about. It's really cool.
It's really cool. It made me feel really like small. Like,
oh yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You know, something like that happened. You're just like, man, I'm nothing here.
Yeah.
Everything is so much bigger and out there.
Well, like you said, too, the amount of heat that the sun puts off and then just have that moon just cross right in front of it and the temperature change dramatically.
How hot do you think that moon got?
Oh, God. You know, I was boiling on that motherfucker.
That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, you brought that point up.
Yeah.
How hot's the moon right now? And I'm like, whoa, that's a good point. That is a good point.
My
weekend recap here is kind of funny. I remember, guys, I was telling you that I had weaponed up like Rambo for some fucking mice in my garage.
Mm-hmm.
So I buy me a 24-pack of the sticky pads. You know, I got the deluxe. I put them motherfuckers everywhere.
Did you get them at Costco?
No, I got them at Amazonian.
Oh.
Yep. First night. I put them in different spots. First night, I got two at the back door.
Yeah.
On the same fucking pad.
You got two on the same pad? Are these big pads? Are they the big?
Yeah, like they're the bigger ones. They're not like the small.
6 inches?
Yeah.
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 Is it a C-Dizzle 6 inches or is it a real 6 inches?
It's a C-Dizzle 6 inches. They might be closer to 8, to be honest with you.
They might be closer to 8. So anyway, oh, shit.
Those were towards the back door right where I caught them motherfuckers. I also put, there's a little spot where I had to cut out my weather strip to feed my fucking security camera line through.
Okay.
From my cameras.
I got you.
I don't want nobody fucking around.
Gotcha.
So I get fucking woke up Friday morning by my wife shaking me, and she never fucking does that because I wake up fucked up and mad and scared and what the fuck, and she's crying. So automatically I go into freak out mode. Oh, fuck, somebody died. Fucking something happened. You know, and it's fucking 5-6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
She said, "Honey, I need you to, you know, get up and get this mouse that's crawling around on this fucking gel pad."
Oh, shit.
She's crying. It's breaking her fucking heart.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because it was fucked up looking.
Yeah.
Dude. It was a bad. She was like, "That is a horrible way to die." I was like, "What?"
It's, you know, it's, yeah. Yeah.
They say they're, you know, the most humane things to use.
I don't know about all that.
So she wants me to try to unstick this fucking mouse off this fucking pad.
That ain't happening. That ain't going to happen.
That ain't fucking happening.
Because
so
I wake up mad
after she says that, because I'm fucking walking around in my underwear, fucking pissed. Mouse. What the fuck,
5:30 in the fucking morning.
Trying to keep him out of the house, because We never used to get them because the neighbor lady had a bunch of cats. They all died.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're getting fucking mice.
Oh, her cats aren't there no more?
Thinking about getting an outside cat, by the way.
Where are her cats? What happened? She's not there no more?
She's there, but they were probably 100 years old.
You need to go next door and be like, hey, you need to get some cats now.
I'll get a cat. You take care of it.
Ooh.
Because we never had that fucking problem.
We'll get a...
And I'd come home from work.
Shareable
and
cat.
That fucking white cat of hers would be on my porch just laying.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'd leave when I got there, but he's protecting my house.
It's good to have a cat. Mice. It's good to have an outside cat if you got that kind of stuff.
So anyway, I grabbed that motherfucking mouse thing, and it's bad. His eyeballs all popped.
Oh, yeah. They're pretty nasty.
And I opened the back door of the garage, and it's raining and shit, dude. Yep. And I just toss him on the fucking sidewalk right there.
Yep.
So he did die a horrible death, but.
He did. And I don't know how they say that those are humane.
And I'm going to be honest with you. My wife was fucking, she didn't talk to me all day.
She was mad about that.
She was mad because I put that mouse pad was where she walked through the garage. And
oh, shit.
I didn't even think about it. Well, no. She would see it. And she's fucking like that, man.
You were probably half asleep and shit when you were doing it, you know.
You know, I wasn't half asleep.
Well, you said it was
early. 3 sheets to the fucking wind.
Oh, you were 3 sheets to the wind. Would have my bad.
When she woke me up?
Yeah.
When I put the mouse trap down, right, the thing, I didn't even, who would think that my wife's going to walk past there? She might see this motherfucker. Not me, not this guy. Especially when I put him down half drunk. But I did get me 3 so far, man. I think I got the mom.
You got 3?
Babe. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to clean out my fucking garage. I think they were in there, dude.
Well, you know they're in there. And mice, they multiply.
Oh, they multiply.
Like a motherfucker.
Like a motherfucker.
Multiply, dude. You need to get a kitten.
I was just shocked at my... She was fucking crying, dude.
Why?
Because this fucking mouth.
Because like
that's
it was
a horrible way to die.
It is.
I can't believe you would do that.
It is.
The fucking mouse gives a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. But I'm agreeing with her on this. I think you should have bought a humane trap.
What's trapped them? Just like
then,
the clamp ones. Clap.
And then release.
That's what she said.
No. That is not human.
I'm not releasing them. I am not releasing a mouse. That ain't happening.
We love all animals on this podcast.
We do. Just not mice. Really don't have no I love roaches, them. Mice.
I don't kill them. I trap them. Then
your
I release them.
Ass. Your dog probably eats them.
That dog's probably afraid of a mouse.
You got a good point there.
I'm sure he is. He's a doofus. He's an absolute doofus. I got a call today. He was out in the middle of the road.
I thought that's what you got a call about. You need to put up a gate, man. He's a goddamn farm animal.
That takes him a mile to go to the road. I mean, literally, for this guy, it's tough work. It's tough work in there. I mean,
it's all downhill, but then going back up the hill.
Man, it doesn't matter. It's just walking. This dude gets worked up. You should have seen him with the leaf blower yesterday. He couldn't contain himself. Couldn't contain himself. Wanted leaves blown up in his face so bad. Blow them up in my face. Blow them up in my face. Here I am. I had to tell him, dude, go lay down.
Yeah.
This dude can't breathe. He's over here panting like him. Like, dude, you need to lay down.
Dude,
go over there and roll around in the pond to cool yourself off, motherfucker. Like, good Lord.
I had a fucking bulldog, R.I.P. Bishop. And we had an in-ground pool at this house that we lived at with, the sidewalk around it. And when people would splash around in the fucking pool, he would go absolutely ape. Fucking shit. Mm-hmm. And he would fucking go so hard, he would make his fucking paws bleed.
Really?
From fucking, yeah.
From trying to get in?
Trying to bite at the water and shit.
Oh,
dude.
Man.
Yeah, he
got worked up over
fucking
that.
Bit one kid in the fucking leg one
Well,
night,
that worked him up, dude.
Dude, it was bad, too.
That worked
he
him
laid
up.
Into him. It was, yeah, but I know exactly what you're talking about. They just can't control themselves.
Dude,
man.
Chill out, you dumbass. You 200-pound jalopy son of a bitch, foaming at the mouth like you got rabies or something. You can't breathe. Like, good God, why are you chasing me around? I got a leaf blower. I got
he
a leaf blower,
it.
Man.
Like
Jesus.
And
he ain't coming after the leaf blower. No,
the,
no, no.
The leaves.
Come on, blow some leaves at me, man. He looks at me like, why aren't you blowing them at me? Like, Jesus, dude. But I did have to hit him right in the face with it. Not hit him. I had to blow it right in his face because he's got the big old lips. God,
that
you just see
like
it was fucking hilarious.
You took a video of
it
that.
Was so funny. So funny.
That's hilarious.
You got them big old lips, man. I would have taken a video, but most people would have thought it was disgusting because by that time, he was so worked up. He was drooling and foaming everywhere.
Yeah.
Hit him with that thing. Dude, it looked like a sprinkler head went off. Jeez, dude. Chill your ass out and lay down.
Who you like tonight, man? Big game. You think Purdue can win?
No.
I'm going to have to agree with you, dude. I'm going to have to. And you know what? You even called it last week when I said, okay, if Purdue beats South Carolina, you said they're going to play UConn. They're going to play UConn, and that's exactly what it is. And UConn is not lost. I mean, it beat everybody by double number, like double digits. They are a fucking well-oiled machine, dude.
I'm going to be honest. They're a well-coached machine.
You damn right.
And they really are. They're a well-coached machine.
I'm sure you wish that Hurley guy would go to Kentucky.
I do. I do.
I don't see that happening. I don't know with that last name, man.
Probably not. But
we were talking about this earlier. I don't know if UConn is a better gig than Kentucky. I mean, you don't know the boosters you have to deal with.
Well, Kentucky's, in my opinion,
you said this,
Kentucky's a better gig than UConn. I mean,
I don't know.
You've got two teams that have been the pinnacle.
I feel like UConn's won more championships.
No.
You sure?
Not a chance. Not a chance. Kansas State and Kentucky, I think, are the ones that have won.
Kansas State?
Yeah. Yeah.
That must be from back
Kansas,
in the day,
whatever. Wherever Kansas. Bill Self is. Where's he at? Kansas.
Kansas, yeah, not
Kansas. Kansas State. Sorry. I think Kansas and Kentucky are the ones that have won the most. Well, the most, but like when my dad came in and we were talking to him, and he said it was just odd that he went to another SEC team. That's weird.
Who? Cal?
Yeah.
It ain't set in stone yet.
Yeah, it is, dude. It's done.
Is he signed and everything? It's already done. It's done. Done.
It's done. Hmm. It's done. Well, they've already announced it. It's done.
You know, who's happy about that is John Daly. He's a huge He went to Arkansas.
Yeah, he's Arkansas. A big Arkansas.
He's got a. His country club and shit's there.
Big huge. Arkansas fan.
His son plays golf there.
At Arkansas?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. I'll agree with you. I mean, I don't know why he wouldn't. He likes to take after his dad and follow around his dad and shit. We do have a John Daly clip that we put on here, but I can't figure out how to get the noise to come through the speakers.
Yeah, we work. He works hard on that.
I did one for Little Mitch, the Ooga.
Because you have an air worm. We just can't. We can hear it, but we don't think you guys are going to be able to hear it.
I don't think you can hear it, man.
He is a race.
Yeah, see? I do the Ooga, and I see nothing on this screen, but I hear it.
He is a Razorback. He is in Arkansas, yes.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I'm sure he's excited about it, but the question is, can they bring Hurley?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I think it'd be hard for him to leave just because he's built the program.
I think they already have somebody in mind. Or they
I
have
don't think so,
potential.
Man.
I mean,
I don't think so.
Really?
I think they needed somebody to help them get out of the $35 million that they owed him if they fired him. And I think that's who they found. I don't think it's really tough to find somebody that'll coach UK.
I think they're more.
I think the hard part was cutting him loose because I guarantee you, in the back room that wasn't talked about, I bet Kentucky has to pay them some money.
Yeah, we won't ever know.
Yeah, but I'm throwing it out there. Because if they fired him, they owed him $32 million.
They didn't fire
him. No, they didn't. But do you think he's going to walk away from $32
million? No, but I know you're happy about it.
I am.
Because I didn't think he was going to leave.
I'm happy.
We talked about this on the podcast. I did not think he was going
to
leave.
I'm happy. And he's going to have to change his ways with all this NIL and shit.
He's...
Because the one and done's aren't there no more. They're not going to be there.
They're not going to be there, no. No.
They're going to stick around.
Like you mentioned it, maybe Alabama's head coach, he did pretty good.
Yeah, he did.
He seems like he's pretty good with, you know, transport portal. He's Alabama. He's learned something.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's turned that program around because that was not a basketball school at all.
Absolutely
not. And he's been there 5 years.
Has he been there that long?
Yeah, he's been there 5 years. But, I mean, think about it. It takes a long time to build something up. Without a doubt, but he's done a great job. You got Alabama's head coach. Buddy, Ricky P, baby. Ricky P. Or what you do is you hire both Pitinos. Booyah.
That, you're wishing on a win there, but I don't know.
Here's the thing. The hardest part is what you brought up before. Dealing with Kentucky boosters.
Yep. Tyson Payne.
And Kentucky fans.
That's part of it,
too. It's very difficult to do.
Yes.
Now. Ricky P, he can.
I agree, but he's old as shit, dude.
That's why you bring them both in. So that way, just like Krzyzewski groomed what's-his-name to take over Duke, you start grooming the kid. And Pitino sticks around for 3 or 4 years, retires, kid takes over, but a bow.
Bada Bowie.
I'm telling you. Or like I heard today, Billy Donovan.
We talked about that. Is he still in the NBA coach?
Yes.
Was he coach? Who's
Chicago.
He coach?
And they missed the playoffs like the past three or four years.
Yeah, they
dude.
Suck. They're pretty bad. They're like very, very bad.
They're bad.
Yeah. I could see that.
Shaka Smart, like you said, that's a good pick. Shaka Smart, but I haven't really heard his name much. You know whose name I did hear? Sean Miller.
Who?
Sean Miller.
Yeah, your dad said that. Didn't your dad say that?
I actually read it, too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see it.
That would upset me. But it would upset me because he leaves Xavier.
Everybody leaves Xavier, dude. But all the good head coaches.
But I would become such a big UK fan at that point just because I like Sean Miller.
That's a good possibility. I'm going to be honest with you.
That's a very
good possibility.
See, what else I saw about Shaka Smart is you remember Shaka Smart was at Texas. He didn't do well.
I thought he was at VCU, and then he got his big gig.
He got a big gig at Texas.
That's where he went from VCU?
Yes, and did not do well. So the big school thing may not work well with him.
Maybe not.
Because you know how you have to do it. In big school, you got to schmooze everybody.
He took that VCU to what? A couple deep runs?
Deep runs.
And that was the same fucking team. So you can't really... I mean, he probably had the same guys.
Yeah,
you're not going
to VCU
to one and done.
I think it was a couple years in a row that they went.
Right.
I'm excited. I have a feeling that come tomorrow, latest on Wednesday, we're going to know that, coaches.
They're going to have to do it quick.
Well, yeah, because simply you're going to have to do it quick now because of all your transfers, because they jump into the transfer portal. A lot of kids do when the coaches change. And there's been kids that have jumped out from other schools that haven't committed anywhere else. So you're going to have a lot of kids jumping out of the transfer portal. But the hardest part to coming into Kentucky is that Cal had like top five recruiting class for the past 15 years. And to replicate that, that's going to be hard. But I don't know if
it's really not about recruiting anymore. It's about the fucking portal.
Yeah, a lot of it is. A lot of good players you're going to grab in the portal.
Freshman, that we've seen that doesn't work. It doesn't work anymore.
Well, I think you got to pull guys from the portal that are older that can lead a couple freshmen that are real good.
I agree with that.
That are real good because a team full of freshmen just doesn't work.
It don't work anymore.
Nah,
not anymore. It does not work.
Well, I mean, Cal's a prime example of that too. You know, he'll have teams of freshmen that were one and done. But when you look at how many players, first round draft picks to the NBA, I mean, I think they said he had 35.
It's a lot. It is so fucking
I think he was only behind one other team, and I think it was Duke.
And the majority of them were good NBA players.
And I think
it was
not
great.
I think Duke was the only one who topped him there.
I was going to say Duke's got a lot up there too.
And I think the only way to try to replicate that is to bring in somebody like Billy Donovan because he's been in the NBA and he knows those people.
I'm not disagreeing with you on that. We both talked about that, and that was a name that you said that I said, ooh, shit.
Yeah.
Good point there.
I don't know. I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, you should be.
I'm more excited for the national championship game to be over so I can see who goes to Kentucky. Legit.
I understand. They're going to wait. Yeah. It'll be at least by the end of the week for sure.
Gotta be.
I think it will be.
I don't know.
I didn't watch too much golf. Did you watch this Bolero?
Man, I'll be honest with you.
And you know what's crazy is neither one of us, we both kind of talked about it. We kind of really didn't pay attention to much of it. And your boy, the old lefty.
Who's my boy?
Sticks Batia.
Oh, yeah.
And we both like him.
I know.
We both like him.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, he gets his win, and I like it. Man, I think he is a very different look.
Yes.
And I love that about him.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he don't give a shit.
No.
And you see his dad there, you know, I could be wrong. He is of Indian descent. He might be the first winner on PGA of Indian descent.
No.
Who?
No, I don't think
Who
so.
Who else?
I don't think so.
Can you name any other Indian player?
Off the top of my head?
Yeah.
Of Indian descent? Who's the...
What about the guy with the
What's
big...
What's Nota Begay's...
He's Indian.
Okay.
He's feather, not dot.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
100%.
Huh. Okay. What was... VJ was South African, wasn't he?
He is from Virgin Islands.
Okay.
Oh, no, he's Fijian.
Fijian, that's right.
He's Fijian.
You're right. He's Fijian. I don't know. There's got to be, right?
I don't think there is, dude. If somebody wants to Google this and look it up.
You may be right, man.
I
can't think of anybody, but
I can't
that doesn't
either.
Mean that, that doesn't mean I'm correct.
No, but I think that's huge for, you know, Indian sports. Let me ask you this. Have you ever seen, go past these parks sometimes on a Friday night with big open fields? You ever seen all these Indians get together and play cricket?
No.
Oh, my God, dude.
You told me about it, though.
There is
you told me about
300
it.
Fucking people, and they got their fucking tents, and they're cooking food. And
well, they
got
to have
and they are having a fucking blast.
I could never understand cricket.
I me neither.
Because the scoring is crazy.
It's just something that we would have to play a couple times.
Yeah, but like the matches could last for days.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
So I remember we were at this softball tournament, and this was up in Mason, and a bunch of softball fields, and there's this big open field over to the left. And they fucking like finished the game, and it sounded like a Reds or Bengals stadium over there. And everybody was like,
yeah.
And this one guy that I knew that we were playing, and he said, I think we might be should be playing cricket, man. As fun as, you know, it sounds like they're having a lot more fun than us.
I know it's huge for them. That's
their
national sport. It is super.
Yes. And, you know, they got parks now that are dedicated just for, they got cricket fields now.
Really?
Yes.
I haven't seen that. Then again, you know, I'm not in that highfalutin area where a bunch of Indians would be around playing.
For some reason, cricket. They go to this Miami Meadows Park over by us.
Highfalutin.
It's a big ass open field.
Yep, absolutely.
And they come in by, they got fucking jerseys. And I mean, it is pretty cool.
That is cool. Well, I'm sure they got a league then if they're coming in with jerseys and stuff. It's kind of like, you know, they got rugby leagues around here that I don't pay much attention to, but I know they're around here.
Huh. I didn't ever knew that.
A good buddy of mine growing up, Sean, Jamaican guy, played rugby all the time around here.
Huh.
And this was years ago. This was, 15, 20 years ago. He played rugby every weekend.
I had my brother-in-law, rest in peace, he had a buddy that went to Ohio University that played rugby.
Yeah.
And he grew up Catholic, went to LaSalle. And so he grew up like that. Your group of friends stick together for a long fucking time. And every Thanksgiving, they would play football at Mount Airy fucking school.
Yeah.
This guy came in, and I played a couple times. This guy was a rugby player. Baby.
No joke, baby.
See ya.
You're I'm not fucking... To.
And he wasn't the biggest guy, but his fucking legs never quit. Like you could not tackle this son of a bitch.
No, they were
dude.
Powerhouses in their legs.
You could not fucking tackle him. There'd be three of us on this guy, and his legs would keep fucking moving. And he actually fucking kneed one of my buddies in the forehead, split his shit open.
Yeah,
but them rugby players are built different, dude.
They're built different. They're rough.
They're rough.
Buddy. Well, that's how they play the game. They play the game like that. It's rough, dude.
You know what's crazy is
I see a dude get his ear ripped off playing rugby.
Nice.
Ear dangling. You know
don't
what they
hear
did?
About these rugby.
They wrapped tape around the dude's head to hold it.
Get
and
back
he went
there.
Right back out there and played.
You don't hear rugby players suffering too many concussions or like CTE or anything, or maybe it's undercover.
No, they don't.
They don't tackle with their heads like that because they don't have a fucking helmet.
They don't
lead with their fucking head.
No.
Or neck.
No, that'd be stupid. I'd be stupid.
Compared to the NFL, where
but it's the same thing that I've said before. If you put the NFL back in minimal pads and a leather helmet, you think you're going to have concussions? You're not. These guys ain't going to bang their heads together.
That's very true.
I mean, why would you ever do that unless you're an absolute idiot? Maybe Vontaze Burfict would do something like that.
He would probably do something stupid like that.
But honestly, they're not going to. They're not going to spear people. They're not going to lead with their heads ever. They're going to fucking ankle tackle everybody.
We talked about this. Did you see the new NFL tackle rule? What did they call it? They banned the hip.
The
hip thrust? What the fuck was it? Hip drop.
Hip throw, drop, hip.
Something like
hip
that.
Something, I don't know.
And from what I looked at, it looks like when you're running side by side with a guy, you can't dip your hip into the ground to try to get him
to tackle
the ground.
Him. Yeah, yeah.
My God, dude.
So kind of like if you've ever seen... them rope calves and shit like that, almost like that when they get up on their heads and then they dip their
butt straight down
to drive them to the ground.
That's
what they're saying? Is that what you're telling me? I don't know. I didn't look into it much. I couldn't really understand what the fuck they were talking about.
Me neither. I do like the new kickoff rule, though.
That's good.
I do like that.
New kickoff rule.
Not a fan of the banning the hip thrust tackle, even though a good hip thrust is
Well, it's always what good. I think it is I think every year you're going to see him take away a certain type of tackle until these guys go back to where they're playing like they had leather helmets on.
Well, they don't want to see everybody getting, you know, injured for the year, because one injury most of the time can fuck your whole season up, depending on which player.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're going to fuck up your whole season. Then, you know, if your contract's due or something like that, then people aren't going to want to pay you because you didn't play all year.
True.
They don't like that shit.
Very true. Styx Batia, shot out. Maybe the first Indian ever to win PGA event.
No, he wouldn't be, because it's his second win. So he would second.
Well, anyway, he's probably the number one superstar right now in India.
Oh, God. I'm sure he is, dude. I'm sure he is.
I'm sure they're out there hooting and hollering. And
but, you know, I'm surprised that you like Styx. Because sometimes he wears those pants that you don't like. Or are you giving him a pass?
I'm giving him a pass. He gets a pass? He gets a pass because he's got a kind of look that can pull off anything. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got... He really can. To me, he's got...
He is.
He's got style.
Very marketable.
Like Ricky Fowler had style when he was young. This dude's got style. I'm telling you. And you can put him in anything. And he's going to make it work.
I agree with that.
Shout out to him, dude. I think he did fantastic. Fantastic for him.
Absolutely.
I like him. What about Nelly Korda?
Boy, she is. See that? She is on a fucking roll, dude.
Dude.
Four in a row. That is almost unheard of in women's golf.
It'd be unheard of in any golf.
Yeah, that's very true.
To go four in a row. Four tournaments in a row, dude.
It's nuts. Like,
she's on Has anybody done that?
I don't think so, dude. That's a lot for, I mean,
I would think there would be women that are just ultra high level that would be able to do that.
The only woman that I would think that could be able to do that would be Annika Swornstam.
Yeah, Swornstam. Maybe she has.
She won a lot.
Oh, yeah. God damn, oh, yeah, dude. She won a ton.
She could still be winning, in my opinion.
Yeah, but she's got her kid, her husband.
Yeah, that's what she wanted, dude. Yeah. Did you ever see the special on her? It's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty good.
That's what she wants. She wants that family life. Now, dude, she devoted a ton of time.
Oh, she's doing most of her life to golf. Now she's like, I'm going to do this other thing.
It's like there was a girl that was playing in the women's amateur that they were talking about. That I guess her dad is an orthopedic surgeon. Her mom is like she's got her own family practice and doctors. And her dad got her into golf when she was little, like 6 or 7 years old. And they always played together and did this. And she got real good, yeah. And this Masters, or not Masters, but this Women's Open, this at Augusta, this was her last time playing. She wasn't going to play anymore.
After really?
This. Yeah. She went from, like, 2 years ago, she was ranked in the top 10 in amateur women's. She was an all-ACC. She won ACC titles. She was Rookie of the Year, Player of the Year, all this stuff. And then she got hurt. Something happened to her neck, whatever. But she said at the end, she said, this was never my thing anyway. She said, when I grew up, my mom and dad always taught me to have something else besides this that I wanted to go after. And she said, and this was the plan all along, as to once this was done, my collegiate career was done, I had no intention of going professional.
Hmm. Well, she's got sailboat money.
Yeah, absolutely. But I thought it was a really cool story.
She didn't have sailboat money. She'd be fucking golfing her ass off trying to...
I thought it was a really cool story.
That is pretty cool.
No, she's going to some hedge fund manager already.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Is that what she is?
She's fine. She's fine. I'm sure her mom and dad know plenty of people who would get her in the door and set her up. But I forget the girl's name. But I thought it was a cool story.
What'd you say Alabama's head coach's name was? Was it Nate Oates? Because he's already being linked to UK.
It might be.
It looks like him.
Might be. I forget.
He's already being linked to him.
Oh, no, that's not his full name. Oatsmeyer or something. Oates something. Yeah, I'm sure he is being linked.
He is.
He's been the hottest coach for a couple of years, you know? And then you had other coaches that signed long-term contracts. The dude at Baylor, he just signed like a four or five-year deal. So he's not.
I just want to take this time to let Jeff tell you, if you got any questions, comments, you want to reach out, you want to talk to us, or you want us to talk about anything, maybe give us some advice. Maybe give us some topics you want to talk about.
Topics, yeah. Yep.
Maybe just shout out. Where can they talk to us at, Jeff?
They can get us at outofboundscincy@gmail.com. You can check us out on where you get all your podcasts, that's pretty good, all your podcasts. That'd be Spotify, Amazon Podcast, Google Podcast, YouTube. If you do catch us on YouTube, we appreciate it if you leave us some comments down there, or you can just give us a thumbs up on the likes. Again, guys, we're a work in progress. We're trying to figure out these sounds. Look, we put 30 different sounds and clips on our little board here. I can push these buttons and hear all kinds of stuff in my headphones, but I don't know why I can't get it on there. So y'all know this is a work in progress. You know, we've been attempting on making it a little bit better every single time. Hopefully we've got the mics and the output volume set accordingly to where you guys don't have to crank it all the way up just to hear us. I appreciate you letting us know that, Mitch.
Yeah, hopefully I'm can hear me now because I do listen to every podcast we play, you know.
Yeah.
At least a couple times.
Maybe if
and
you just, it,
I do. It's hard to
raise,
hear me sometimes.
If you raise the mic up a little bit.
I did that.
No, no, it's back down. There you go.
There we go.
Yeah, get it in for, you know, how you like there. Things. You like things in front of your face. So put it in your face. Put it in your face. So, yeah, leave us some comments, likes. We greatly appreciate it. We really appreciate it on YouTube, of course. But, again, you can get us on wherever you get your podcast because we upload to all of them. So, we do appreciate those who have sent in comments, who have sent in emails, who give us suggestions, who give us a thumbs up, man. Keeps it positive. You know, it gives us a reason to be in here late on a Monday and trying to upload it on a Tuesday. And really, to be honest with you, Chris was right. When he said, he wasn't thinking I was feeling it today. That was the truth. I'm not feeling it today at all.
No, he is not.
But we kind of have this obligation we feel to our listeners now to get these things out there on Tuesdays.
It is our duty to our fans.
I
think so.
You know, that's what you do. It's kind of like work, man. You might not feel a little bit good, but you go in there.
You go in there. And you don't call off.
You get it done.
You don't call off.
You don't get it done. We're not bees around here.
No, we are not.
No. Little pussies. Oh, that's just not how it's going to work.
We get shit done.
We get it done.
We get it done.
We get it done. I'm glad you got your pee break while I did that because I'm going to take mine.
Okay. Go blow your nose, man. Shit. Grab me a milk tray or two, please.
Ah,
there he is. Yeah, like my buddy Jeff was saying, man, we do appreciate it. We are, you know, still learning this thing. We'll get things figured out. We're not, you know, the best at this shit, figuring things out. I mean, there was no pictures on the directions, so we kind of struggled with that. And that's, you know, never good. Do want to say we are going to have a new segment coming up. There is someone that we have mentioned quite a few times on our podcast. He's probably our number one fan. I will wait on that. For Jeff, because he's going to want to chime in on that for sure. This podcast is brought to you by Professional Property Partners. Yeah, we do that too. It says it right on our vans. You'll know that. And Miller Family Auto Group, where we will definitely try to get you a clean car. Not necessarily the best car, but it will be clean. As my buddy here was cleaning cars over the weekend. He does a good job too. Very good detail. You got me a milk tray?
Oh, hold on, buddy.
Need a milk tray. Miller, if you want to sponsor this, that'd be fine, too. That way we don't have to buy, you know, beers all the time. Or Butterbees, where we go and sit in, you know, the best chicken tendies around. They can sponsor us, too.
He's going to be peeing. He's drinking milk. He's drinking milk trays now.
Smoking heaters, drinking milk trays.
Masters, buddy. Big week.
Masters is a big week, and you know what else?
Part 3 was today.
You know what else is coming up?
But.
Our golf league starts in 2 weeks, dude.
Oh, does it?
And I ain't swinging a fucking golf club in a long time, other than in the backyard.
Yeah, that's more than I have. Last time I swung a golf club, that's when we played like a month ago.
Yeah, that's the last time I played.
Yeah. I think it'd be fantastic. You know what's going to be great? Is we'll play on Thursday.
Yeah.
We'll give updates on our league on Monday.
We're going to have a segment.
Oh, we're going to have a segment.
We're going to have stories from the track.
Ooh, I like that. Stories from the track.
Stories from the track every week. We'll have a story because I guarantee something funny happens.
Yeah, it generally does.
And we will keep you guys posted and updated on our status and our place and our scores.
Ooh, that's, you know, hold on.
Well,
you know, I don't believe any of these scores that Slomez comes up with.
We're going to keep your score this year. Just see where you're at, man.
What I would like to do is be able to get off the dot matrix.
Now, what you would like to do is for me to win every hole and you just fucking pick your ball up.
That's all we have to do.
I know, but I wouldn't mind if you won a hole or two.
Well, I say we hit off the tee, and then who knows? Depends on who's in the fairway and who's not. If I'm not in the fairway, the way our league is set up, I just pick up my ball.
I know, and nobody likes it.
Well,
I mean, you paid for a round of golf. You should at least take a score at the end.
I'll give it a score at the end.
Yeah, but you'll pick it up and say, give me an 8.
Okay.
Or something stupid.
What's wrong with that?
You could have technically got a 6.
Do you need me to make it an 8?
No, you did that one day.
I did. We can make it that.
That was hilarious.
I mean, the way our league just...
Were we playing Gomez that day?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my God. So. He was... Fuck, you could see the anger coming out of his
ear. He didn't want to let his anger out. He didn't want to. He just wanted to laugh about it.
He just shook his head, man, and walked away.
But it's the way our league is set up. Our league is not set up to... I don't know why we have individual handicaps. It makes no sense to me.
You know what makes no sense to me? And I hate the fucking gross skins and the net skins. That is retarded to me.
Yes. Well, retarded to me is this. Why do I have to beat both people that I'm playing against to win the hole? That's not how it ever goes. It's always...
It's normally A and B.
A and a B.
But
so in that instance, here it is. Hold on. Hear me out. So in that instance... If you and I are playing, and we're playing another team, and I duck hook left OB across the road,
which happens, I already know what hole you're talking about.
Yeah, it's the same one every time. Yeah. I can't even get lucky and come hit the fence and maybe come back in.
I can see it in your eyes when we make that turn out of 17, that's coming it. Up to 18. You already
done.
You already know.
I'm done.
Yeah, it's already got I'm your done. Number. It's already got your fucking
doesn't
number.
Matter. Doesn't matter if I wait for cars or don't wait for cars.
Don't matter if you aim right.
Doesn't matter if I aim right. Doesn't make a difference. It doesn't matter if I tried to hit a fucking pitching wedge off the tee box.
Now listen, that was a big left. Argument on that hole.
It's going left.
We call that the Gomez rule.
What's that?
Normally,
yeah.
In a normal circumstance, you're supposed to fucking re-tee.
If you're OB, yes.
Yes. But the Gomez rule is, because Gomez wanted everybody to re-tee, and we kind of had a vote. You drop. Like, you know, you don't why? Like it. You you're drop that line of sight. I know, but that's just the Gomez rule, and it's kind of funny thing on our league.
Yeah. I just don't know why anybody has a problem with me playing that way. Because of the way the league is scored. I mean, all I'm doing because is
here's,
playing
here, here's why.
To the score.
It's supposed to be fun.
It is fun.
No, you don't have fun.
Yes, I do. Of course I do.
You have fun driving a golf cart like a madman.
I do have fun driving a golf cart. I love to.
Every bump and puddle and trying to put me in the woods. And
yes.
Yeah. And yes. Knocking me out of the cart.
Yes, that happened time. Once.
Yes, it did.
Once. You complained for 2 weeks, so I'm not going to do that again.
Don't do that.
Because you complained here's the deal. I'm showing so up bad.
Before you every time I get in a fucking cart, dude. I'm not having anybody drive me again.
Yeah, that's
I fell out of 2 happen. Fucking golf carts last year. One of them, my shoulder is still fucked up.
You know what that means? Two things. You're getting old.
Yeah.
And you drink too much on a golf course.
That may be. The first one is you acting like a fool and me trying to be more athletic than I...
All you had to do was roll with it.
I thought I had a little more athleticism in me than I did.
Yeah.
Second one was a little bit of my fault trying to race fucking Gelter. Little Mitch driving. Shout out Little Mitch. Mm-hmm. Flipped the golf cart right there. Yeah. On the first tee right there.
Right there by the clubhouse.
Right there where everybody is.
Everybody could see it.
It was fucking hilarious.
Everybody knew you went down.
Shoulder's still fucked up from that.
God, are you still fucking complaining?
Yep. I always, because it still hurts.
Come on.
No, I ain't coming on nothing.
Give it up, man. But anyway, does like anybody to, really listen, have a problem with like me playing fucking, the league that way?
I want you to play your best golf. And it doesn't matter, dude. Play your fucking...
That is my best golf.
So if we were on an A and B thing, who would be the A player? Me or you?
You would.
How is that possible?
What do you mean, how is that possible?
So you're saying I'm a better golfer than you?
Yes, absolutely.
I disagree with that.
You are.
No.
Of course you are.
I disagree with that.
I'm okay with that. Why are you disagreeing with that?
Because you can...
It doesn't matter.
You're a better golfer than me. You played a lot more golf than
doesn't
me.
Mean I'm better, clearly. I mean, you were the A player last year.
I don't know about that. You That's were. Just because you picked your ball up every time you put it in the
I
woods.
I played to the league.
Anyway, that's what we got to look forward to. I can't wait for that. That's going to be fun. We are not going to have Gary there.
You know what?
Gary's moved on to bigger and better things.
He'll come back.
Gary started his amateur career.
He'll come back.
He started his amateur career, and it's not going too good for him.
What? What do you mean it's not going too good? He's an amateur.
He's an amateur. He's
maybe that's why he left. Because you were mentioning, too good.
We're mentioning Gary again because he's our number one fan. I love and I that. Know that he likes hearing about himself.
Of course.
We like talking about him.
He probably tells everybody, listen, this is my name on Spotify. So, listen.
Listen, this is me. This is me. I'm almost talking about me. As them.
They're talking about me. I love you, Gary.
Oh, love you, buddy. Gary's adventures. Gary's career, man. He's trying to start a career in golf, I guess. He did text me an update. So last week, he tied for seventh and shot a 90.
Where'd he play?
He played at Clover Nook.
That was last week.
Cost him $130 fucking.
Gary.
Gary's got that sailboat money.
He's got sailboat
money. He's got Phioptic money.
Ooh.
That's what he's got.
We would call that Fio money.
Fio money.
Where do you play at?
Clover Nook.
I'm gonna Google this.
I asked him where can we find his stats. Oh, he sent it to me. I'm going to forward this to you.
I couldn't find it. I tried to look it up.
Please don't cough into the microphone like that. Nobody wants to hear that.
I apologize. I was trying to give you stats, but whatever.
I'm going to send this to you.
Okay, dickhead.
Shout out Gary Golf.
Clover Nook Country Club looks pretty nice.
Oh, I'm sure it is. It costs $130.
Well, they got a caddy program. Well, Gary, did you get a caddy?
He probably got a caddy.
He's got that Fio money.
He's got that Fio money.
Yeah. Golf course tour. Let's see what this is all about.
Gary. Gary.
What'd he shoot?
He shot 90.
Gary.
And I don't know what yardage he's playing from.
Even if he's playing from the tips, it's only 6,500. I mean, Gary. I've seen him rip drivers.
Seen him rip drivers, dude.
It should be
He gets a little funky with his feet sometimes.
It should be cake, buddy. 6,500 yards from the tips? Come on, Gary.
This week,
he
played at some country club in Dayton.
Really?
NCH.
Oh, that's that NCR.
Like NCR.
NCR Country Club. I know what you're talking about.
You've been there? You know it? I'm sure you have.
I've been here.
It's got that home.
I think it's, if I remember it right, it's tight. But I don't know what course he played. Because I think you got a north.
Anyway, shot a 94, came in 17th. And I'm sure that cost him $150 probably.
Really?
Gary, you got to do better than that.
Probably did.
I will tell you that he did say that he did hold the finish.
Okay.
And his glutes
good for
were
him.
Fully engaged.
Fully engaged. He was squeezing the cheeks.
He was squeezing the cheeks.
Good. That's good.
Shooting 94 is not getting it done, Gary. We need to get you. You need to get down into 85.
Let's get a little bit longer there at NCR if you play for the tips.
Get
down to
about 85 and then get top 10. Let us know what you need to improve on.
What position?
I guess it's probably going to be putting because this guy putts like he doesn't look at the ball. He looks at the cup.
What did he finish last week?
Seventh. Tied for seventh.
Tied for seventh last week? Well, good job, Gary. Yeah.
Right behind two 80-year-olds and a couple 50-year-olds.
Good job. Yeah. Well, next time when they get eight, you'll be in eighth place.
Get down to 85, Gary. Talk to me about that. What are you struggling with? Let me know.
Doesn't Slomez play in that too?
And Ritter?
And Ritter?
Slomez?
Why can't we get these scores?
And Dale.
Why can't we get these scores?
Dale just texted me the other day. He's like, where have you been, man? Because I haven't been fucking golfing with anybody.
Nah, we've been working, buddy.
I ain't been golfing, dude, at all. It's just, fun's a little tight. Spent a shitload of money trying to save my dog and then ended up putting him down.
Yep.
Anyway.
And the simulator's not back here, so, you can't feed the itch.
I can't feed the itch.
And then
I just told what I just tell you last week. I was like, man, I'm getting itchy to fucking play some golf.
Yeah.
Dude.
Over this weekend when I was here fucking with this thing.
Yeah.
That's all I kept thinking about. God damn, I need that dude to call me with the computer.
Yeah.
So I can put this fucking simulator back
you
in
get
here.
The fucking itch, man. It's like a craving.
It's tough. Well, I'm glad they're scratching their itch.
Who? Gary and all that. Oh, they golf every fucking day, dude.
They got sailboat money.
I think Gary might be already retired or something. I don't know. He's going to work. I don't know. He's always golfing.
Always golfing.
He's got always that golfing. Money. He's got that Phi Optics.
That Fio money.
Fio. That's right.
I think they put him on a chair. I think he's a board member.
He's a board member now. That board makes member. Sense.
Yep.
When a guy that cuts his grass with scissors.
Ooh,
and
shit.
Has his own technique.
Wow.
He's going to be, he's going to do well in
life. Is he doing single shear, like right-handed, or is he doing double?
No, just hands. Right-handed.
Whoa.
He does right-handed. I've Whoa. Seen him in action.
You have?
Yeah.
So he can trim bushes.
He can trim bushes, dude. He can grow some fucking banana plants, too.
banana plants.
I think that's what he...
What are banana plants?
Ask him, but he's got a bunch of them.
Well, I won't see him in the league, so I can't really ask him.
He puts them in the basement in the winter and plants them in the summer.
What are they? What the fuck is a banana plant? Is it little mini bananas? Can you eat
them? I don't even think they don't produce anything. I just think they're plants.
Oh, so he's a green thumb.
He's a green thumber.
Yeah.
Either that or his wife likes him on it.
Yeah, probably more likely Sarah likes him. Definitely on the board.
He's a board member. He's a board member. He's got board member qualities.
Board member qualities. Board member hobbies. You know?
Board member hobbies. Yeah. I like that.
Because, you know, it's not cheap to go to a nursery and pick out plants.
No, it is not.
No.
You got to know what you're doing.
You do. You do. And most of those nice nurseries are over there in Milford. He's got that VO money.
He's got that VO money. Not Gary, we're talking about you again on the podcast.
Love you, buddy.
We're going to be talking about you and your golf career.
Yeah.
But we'll call it...
Because we're going to follow it.
Adventures of Gary's Golf.
We're going to follow it.
We'll say that. Adventures of Gary's
Adventures
Golf.
Adventures in Gary's Golf.
Yeah, I like that.
Adventures in Gary Golf.
He texted me and said, call me, I got a side job for you.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, what's his wife want painted now?
Yeah, what she need painted? Would you fuck up?
So, yeah, right. Would you fuck up, Gary? Then I'll go back.
Trying to put a drywall patch in? You need somebody to...
His daughter's having a baby, so she wants her nursery and a bathroom, whatever.
Oh, cool.
And he says, I can't get you to fucking golf, but you'll go paint. You'll go paint? I was like, well, yeah.
Yeah, it's money.
And I said, Gary, I'm trying to help you mature as a golfer.
Yes.
You need to grow up a little bit on a golf course.
Growing up.
Take it a little more fucking serious.
Giving him a little bit more free time.
Fucking 90s and 94s, dude. I mean, you got to grow up, dude.
Think about it. This goes back to when we talked about Cantlay in his DeWalt bag.
Okay.
And we talked about how he has probably never picked up a DeWalt tool.
Okay.
In his life.
Yeah.
It's because his focus, Gary, his focus is on his golf career. So, yeah, we're here to help you.
Yeah, put the drill down.
Put the drill down. Go sit in that office with all those other board members. Don't try to do it yourself. Okay? Somebody else. You got that sailboat money. Hire somebody to do it.
Get you a personal assistant.
Ooh.
That's what he needs.
Maybe that is what he needs.
He needs a personal assistant.
I'd like to have that.
Well, I wouldn't.
That would suck.
Gary, get a little better, bud. Get a little better, yeah. So we got something to talk about, because 90 and 94 is not getting it done, dude, especially when you're paying $250 for a fucking golf round.
Gary.
Come on, bud.
So here's what I suggest. Take your $250, go on down to a club pro, get you a couple lessons.
Get you a lesson or two.
Okay? Go back out there in a couple weeks. Get back on that amateur tour. Then knock them dead, buddy. Then if there's only five players, hopefully you'll come in fifth.
That's fucking hilarious. Shout out. I love talking golf.
Shout out, Gary.
Masters week.
Baby.
Masters week.
I'm pumped.
Isn't the par three on Wednesday?
Par three is Wednesday. Drive, chip, and putt for the kids was today.
I watched that over the weekend. They had some of it over the weekend.
Did they?
Yes, they did.
Okay. Got you.
And yeah, I seen a couple kids.
Oh, yeah, dude.
An African American woman.
Yeah.
Little girl. She was 14 years old.
Yeah.
They could absolutely fucking pipe, dude.
Dude.
She looks Somebody's kids so are athletic.
Amazing. Somebody's kids are amazing.
And dude. I was like, holy fuck, dude. And I try to remember her name because I know she's going to be a famous golfer.
Yeah.
You can already
yeah.
tell.
You can tell. Yeah.
I was shocked.
Well, dude. Who was it? Wasn't it?
And there was a few.
Sticks Batia.
Was who, he in the drive chip
who was in the too? Drive chip and punch?
There was a couple girls
when he was a
that
kid.
Were playing in the
open
Augusta,
the Augusta amateur
that was also in the drive chip and putt.
Yeah,
can you imagine that being a kid and getting to go there?
That'd
oh my
be so
fucking
cool.
God, man!
Well, and the thing is, as a kid, you really don't know
the magnitude of this golf course.
Yes, you don't know you, but you know your nerves are shot because there's a ton of people there, and you don't know why.
Yeah. The crown jewel,
cool.
The crown jewel,
so cool.
In my opinion, of all golf courses.
Absolutely.
Pebble Beach, very beautiful, not Augusta.
Pebble Beach is, you know, that's one of those, yeah, I played there.
Yeah.
But Augusta, that's one of those where you're like, man, I got I was able to watch people play there one time.
Right. I was there. I got to see it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I had this blade of grass from here or this divot or you something like that.
You got Tiger Woods trying to make a cut this week, baby.
And he played with your boy, man. He played with Willie Z on a practice round.
Willie Z, you know that.
I don't know, man. I don't know if Tiger can walk. Like I told you, man, I've talked about this. I don't think he can make it a whole weekend.
No, what?
Especially that golf course, because it is.
Notably Gase.
Everything I've heard is so much hillier than what it looks like on TV.
It is. Oh, you're damn right it is. And Notably Gase said, what did he say, yesterday or the day before, that he's having back problems. He says, so I hope he can make it. But
I mean, that is the one Masters that Tiger could actually win because he knows the place so fucking well.
Well, you know, he's gone like 20, I think it was like 20 times or something. I don't know. Made the cut at the Masters in a row.
It wouldn't surprise me if he made the cut, but
still, I'd love to see him make the cut. Make the cut, man. Just make the cut for me. Get into Saturday.
That's what all the TV people are saying. Just get into Saturday. We just want to show you in the fairway, even if you're in the trees. Saturday.
I want to see you on national television on Saturday. I don't want to see, you know, but it is national television anyway because it's the Masters. So starting on Wednesday, it's on mainline channels. It's not the golf channel.
It is such a different vibe for the Masters week than anything in golf.
So cool, dude.
Anything in golf. Nothing compares to the Masters week, dude. Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
You look forward to watching the par three, you know.
Nothing.
It's just, there's nothing like it.
I mean, how can you go to a place like this, right, and they tell you before you enter, leave your phone. You're not allowed coming in here with that. And actually enforce it. You know, you go to plenty of concerts or plenty of comedy shows where people are like, okay, don't record.
Right.
But you come here, no. You cannot have your phone, okay? Here's what we'll provide for you if you need to call somebody. Here's a phone bank over here. You don't have to put quarters in these, but here's a phone bank. You can make a phone call if you need to. But no, you're not going to have your phone. And not only that, we're only going to charge you $1.50 for a hot dog. We're only going to charge you $1.50 for a hot dog.
For a beer, man.
We're only going to charge you a couple bucks for a beer.
I love it. And that's why people respect it so much. And
yeah.
Wouldn't, you know, you go there and they tell me you can't bring your phone. Okay. Not a problem.
Yeah.
Not a fucking problem.
No issue at all.
I'm leaving it right here in the car.
No issue at all.
Don't need it.
What did one pro say? One pro said they don't accommodate us like other tournaments do. Because, you know, you have those tournaments out there that they want those players to be there all the time to come back. So this guy was like, look, they'll bend over backwards and give you whatever you want and do whatever you ask because they want you to come back next year. He says, it's different at the Masters. He says, because they just look at you and say, yeah, that's not something we do. I thought it was great.
They can do that.
I thought it was great, though.
They can do that.
Because that's the truth. It's the God's honest truth.
Everybody wants to play there. It's not like they need to invite people to come play.
And how salty are these guys that live? Because this is really the first time that a lot of them have not been able to play.
There's a lot of them that are playing, Joe.
But there's a lot of them that can't play.
Yep. That's their fault. They took the money.
Well, hey, and they're salty.
That's something they sacrificed. I don't give a shit. They sacrificed.
I don't, but I'm just saying. They're salty.
They can be salty, baby. All they fucking want.
Salty.
They sacrificed that when they took that money.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
The question is, who you liking?
I don't know, man. I don't know. This is
a toughie, dude.
It's really tough because this is when the guys, they dig deep down inside. And you don't know who's going to do it this week, you know, because you could get those randoms, man, that you don't expect. Tiger Woods, you know, I mean, nobody expects him to win, but for some odd reason, he still could.
I don't see that happening. I would not pick him to win.
It's not that I'm going to pick him to win.
You're saying he could. I'm
saying
that.
It's tough because it's the Masters. It's tough because they all want it. They want it. They want it real bad. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I don't want to pick Scheffler because, no, I'm just. I don't want to.
He would be the.
He's probably the favorite.
The favorite to pick.
Well, that and Rory's going to be a favorite. I don't know why he hasn't played good.
He hasn't played good in a while.
That's because you know what? The PGA burnt him out when they used him up.
He's got an attitude with golf.
They used his ass up.
They definitely threw him under the bus.
And that really, because he even tried that year to play well and win shit. And he did. And you still. Fucking railroaded the guy.
Railroaded him big time. And I don't blame him for having a fucking attitude.
I don't blame him either. But the problem is that it put him in a bad place to where it's hard for him to even give a shit about winning. And it wasn't his own fault. It was their fault. It was Jay Monahan's fault.
I agree.
For doing that shit to him, man.
I agree, man. Great golfer. Stood up and stood up for PGA.
Who'd
and
you pick?
Stuck it to him. You want me to pick?
Who'd you pick?
Because you're, you got one. You're kind of
slow
balling me there. I'm on the fence. He's on the fence.
You don't have one either.
I have a pick. And I've been debating these two guys. And they're both live guys. I'm going to pick Brooks Koepka to win the Masters.
You like picking him.
I'm gonna be honest with you. My pick was almost Dustin Johnson. I've been flip-flopping them lately, but I like Brooks. I like Brooksy to win this. That's my pick.
Good
lock
pick.
It in.
All right, he's going to lock that in. Well, it's good news he didn't pick the other guy.
Because you're picking
from Liv, DJ. Because I am going to pick DJ. How are you?
As much shit as we talk about these two guys, about Liv Golf, and here we are. And you know why that is? Because
they're good golfers.
Yeah, right now. And I almost was even leaning towards Bryson DeChambeau just because. But I think he's a head case sometimes. I think Brooks and DJ are probably the two best golfers right now in the world.
I'm going to pick, like I said, DJ, and I don't really want to see him or Brooks win. I don't. To be honest, I don't.
Who do you want to see win?
Anybody who plays on the PGA.
Me too. Yeah. Even your boy Willie Z. I wouldn't mind seeing him win.
I'd love to see him win.
I'm surprised you didn't pick him.
I'd love to see Wyndham Clark win. I'd be cool with Matt Fitzpatrick winning.
Me too.
I mean, even who you got? Xander, Rory, Scotty. We just went right past. We just went right past Rombo.
Has anybody ever won back-to-back Masters?
I don't know. Let's find out.
If anybody, Tiger Woods or Jack.
I don't know.
That's why I didn't pick him, just because he won it last year.
Yeah, but these guys are trying to show up.
I know they are, especially the Liv guys, man.
Yeah. Yeah, they actually have been. Yeah.
LT Gray.
Those 55-17 have taken the title again. Yeah, that's taking the title again, but nobody tells me back-to-back. I think Jack went back-to-back. Yeah, Jack went back-to-back, 65-66. There's only been three players to go back-to-back. Yada, 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 yada. Faldo.
Sir Nick Faldo.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Tiger Woods.
Yeah. Short list.
Rombo, you're not in that list.
He's not in that category.
He's not.
He's not.
You're a great, great player.
Now, say he shows up and is. Good for him. But
good for him. I don't want it, though.
No, I can't believe he took the money and ran.
As a matter of fact, I really don't want any of you guys to finish in the top 10. I don't.
That's our picks. We locked him in. He's got DJ, Dustin Johnson.
Pick DJ. Who'd you pick?
I put Brooks Koepka.
I got to write this down this time because a couple other times I forgot who we picked.
Brooks Koepka and DJ.
I got that.
Okay.
I got that. I'm talking about a couple other times we forgot who we picked.
Dude, we forgot to pick a couple of people on this podcast.
Really?
A couple times. Last two times we didn't make our picks.
Damn.
Yep, that's what happens when them beer trays kick in.
Yeah, because they're there.
Feeling a little better there? Get your little buzz. Get rid of that little cold you got.
Won't get rid of it. Just make me forget about it.
Well, that's part of it.
But you'll remind me when you tell me to stop sniffling in the fucking microphone.
Just like you did.
Yes. Did that one on purpose. What else you got for us today? What else is happening?
Did you watch any of this? And we talked about this, man. I think it's super cool to see women's sports
really cool.
Like elevated.
I know what you're saying. Really, really cool.
It's fucking like, you know, I was super excited to watch, you know, Iowa and then South Carolina.
Yes.
And I knew that South Carolina was going to run through them. I knew it.
Oh, dude.
I'm going to be honest with you. Iowa lost to UConn like three times and they got saved by the refs, in my opinion.
Well, you brought that up.
Dude, they were beat. And I even said it. They lost. I said it three times. They're done. They lost this game. Somehow they fucking called a bullshit charge on UConn there at the end, man. Wow.
Yeah.
Had not a time to make that call. UConn should have won that game, and I'm going to, you know, yes, I like Caitlin Clark, but yes, I am a sports fan. UConn was a better team.
Yeah.
UConn would have gave South Carolina a better matchup.
Yeah, but that's not what people wanted. That's not what people didn't want that.
No. And I feel, and that's when you have fucking issues with refs. And you're like, wait a minute. They're the better team. Now, what are we doing here? What are we doing here?
You know what it is.
Horrible call.
You know what it is, though.
I do, and I didn't like it.
to be honest with you.
No, I think there's a lot of people that didn't like it, but there was a lot of young girls out there who are 6, 7, 8 years old that loved it.
Loved Caitlin Clark winning?
That loved to see, yes, wanted them to win.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to go here. You're saying 6, 7, 8 year old white girls, because there's just as many fans, 6 and 7, 8 year old African American girls.
No, I think all of those little girls wanted her to win.
I just don't. Everybody keeps saying she's the GOAT. I don't see it, dude. She didn't even win a national championship. You can't. I just don't see that, dude. She can fucking throw up some 3-pointers from half court, and she is a crazy good fucking passer.
Steph Curry didn't win.
Very true.
I mean, you've got a lot of great players. But
nobody puts Steph in a GOAT category as a college player, dude.
They put him in that GOAT category as a college player, as he's the best college player ever. Yes. There's tons of people that did that.
I disagree with that, dude.
Come on, man.
I disagree, but he shouldn't be in that category.
Well, I can just tell you.
There, but
it is what it is. Everybody wanted to see her.
I agree.
In the final game.
But that... In my opinion, UConn got robbed. I'm going to say it. They got fucking robbed. They did get robbed.
Fair enough. I agree.
Just to see where women's sports are right now, you got Nelly Korda winning fucking four in a row,
dude.
And you got us sit here, you know, excited to watch this women's amateur at fucking Augusta. Lottie Wood from England. She won it. She's a young girl from Florida State.
Yeah. England.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about that? I saw an interview with her today. They were talking to her about this drive, chip, and putt.
Yeah.
She says, I don't know how these kids have the nerves to even do it. She said, I would be so nervous if I was them. And she was touting them, man, giving them all kinds of respect. She even watched a bunch of them play.
Well, did you see any of it? They got all their fucking parents and cameras and everybody in green jackets.
It's cool, man. It's cool.
Greens are probably slicker than snot.
Not yet.
I mean, they're probably faster and in better shape than any greens. Well, maybe not some of them, but some of them probably.
I'm sure they are. They're in great shape.
Yes.
Now, are they as fast? They're fast, but they're only going to get faster.
Well, these are they don't play on the same green. Was that the chip and putt?
The chip and putt, no, that's probably going to be on a par three. That's probably either going to be on a par three or the practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super cool. And you know what? You're right, dude. I couldn't imagine being a kid and having to get up there and chip. And I've seen a couple of the chips. They weren't easy.
No,
they don't make them. And the putts are not easy either.
You got to think this is for like a national title. These kids get like, they can get college, you know, grants and shit for this. It's a big deal.
Yes,
it is. It's a big deal. And it is nerve-wracking.
Nothing like the Masters, dude.
There just isn't, man. It just isn't.
And I think they're doing it right. They start you by preparing you with the women's.
I think that's great.
And then they lead you into the men's.
I think it's
or
great.
They lead you into the chip and putt, then the par three. Then
Yep.
So exciting week for golf, man. I love looking up on the TV right now and just looking at the golf course.
Just
seeing old highlights of Jack.
Oh, dude, it's
yellow
awesome.
Shirt. Pick it up. It's good.
It's awesome. You know,
that's what he says right there to his son. He said, be good. It is. And he said that was the first time that he ever really like talked shit on a golf course.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he was able to.
What? This is that par three, man. They almost hold it all the time.
Love it. Watch this thing come back down.
One of the best shots ever was on that
hole. He drops the
ball
50 feet from the hole and wants to just come back down that hill.
You remember when he fucking chips it?
Yeah.
Tiger, man. Some of the best highlights at the Masters.
Great highlights. But I'll tell you what, man. I wish TV would have been into it when Jack was around as much as they are when Tiger was around, because we would see some so cool highlights.
We see them. We're looking at them right now.
You're looking at him in the late 80s.
That's... And pants.
You know, I'm talking about, give me the 60s, Jack.
And plaid pants.
Give me the 60s, Jack. That's good stuff, man. I'm pumped. I love the Masters. I love it.
I fucking super love it, dude.
I wish we were there, dude. I wish we could just...
Oh, they're going to invite us, I hope. We're going to do a podcast from there, maybe. Amen Corner.
Yeah.
Right there. Yeah, sure not.
Maybe when Gary gets off the amateur status.
Yeah.
Gets into, you know, the... Yeah.
Qualifies for the Open and qualifies for the Masters.
Maybe he could give us a little plug. You know,
shout out Gary, man. When you make it famous in golf, take us with you.
Talk about this podcast. Shit,
you can sponsor us.
So, yeah, you can sponsor us. We'll have you on the show every week. We could do a weekly Gary.
Ooh. This week with Gary.
This week with Gary. Story time with Gary.
Oh, my God. He's going to love this podcast.
Yeah, too bad that's not playing.
Oh, I wish you could hear that playing. I
know. God, I wish they could hear that too. We're going to get it figured out by next week.
You said that last week.
Did I? I think I also said in like one of the very first podcasts
that
we're going to get some video.
Yeah, I'm we're still just like waiting on that. It's kind of, I'm going to be honest with you guys, it's kind of hard to set this podcast up when you work also.
Well, it's kind of hard to set it up when you have no fucking idea what you're doing with electronics.
Well, that's what I told him. There's no pictures, so it's kind of hard for us.
Yes. You know what's funny about that?
We need pictures and videos.
When Smish Mosh and I were doing the lift the other day, we're arguing that this is right or this is wrong. This is what's happening. And I looked at him. I said, can you not read pictures, man? Look.
It's right there.
It's right there in the pictures. And he looked at it for like 2 minutes. And I was like, you really can't read pictures, can you?
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good stuff. Give us your picks, guys. Send us in the comments. Jump on YouTube. Give us your comments on your picks. Tell us who you think's going to come in. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, let's get a fucking
cool. get a little poll going.
Get a little poll.
That would be cool.
Maybe a little, win. Maybe a sleeve of balls or something.
Ooh,
for the winner.
Or they could get it out of bounds from the 19th T-shirt.
They could do that. Those are common
hats, T-shirts.
Working coming. On a logo now. We're working on a good logo. Any ideas? Just let us know.
Yeah, just throw it out there. All we've got now is a stomach and a beard. I think that might work though.
Stomach and a beard and a finish.
That could work well.
Stomach in the beer.
That's all we got. That's all we've got for that. Just a stomach and a beard. Yeah, yeah. We're good on time. We're real good.
How long?
We've gone for about an hour and 20.
Oh, we're good. Guys, we are going to wrap this podcast up. I'm going to let my man get home and dust off his pussy a little bit.
Shut up.
He's been a little groggy, a little butt flu action on him. This has been a great episode.
It's been a good one, buddy.
Just remember, guys. When you're out there, might be playing in the morning. Might be a little dew on the green.
About 6:47.
You got about 122 in.
122
pins in the front.
Ooh. You need to drop it about 126 because it's rolling back.
It might roll back, but there's dew on the ground, so you might want to come in under the hole.
Ooh, that's true. Okay?
So what you do is just look down, grip tight, right? Not too tight, like you're holding a tube of toothpaste or something.
Tube of toothpaste, like that.
And let that thing go, right? But hold. The finish.
Because you're going to want to watch it.
Hold the finish. Because, like we said before, if it's not a good shot, what if it is?
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. You could be set up.
It could be that moment.
You could be set up for the club twirl.
It could be that moment.
Or there is somebody we golf with. You could be set up for the club throw. But hold that finish.
Sun coming up over the horizon. Dew. A little bit of fog on the ponds out there. Ooh, buddy. Hold that finish. I don't care if your feet are wet already.
On the second hole?
On the second hole. Hold that shit.
Hold the finish. Because it could be picturesque. Somebody could be behind you taking a picture.
Just because you're not any good doesn't mean you don't have to look good.
That there it is right there. That is perfect.
I mean, and you got to be prepared for those moments.
You got to be prepared for a good moment.
Yeah.
You know what a bad moment feels like.
Of course you do. You play golf.
You play golf. Hold the finish a little bit, guys. A good finish is very, very important.
Squeeze the cheeks.
Activate glutes.
Activate the glutes. Belly button at the target.
Belly button at the belt buckle at the target. Belt. Same difference.
Yeah, whatever.
Dick at target
Some
too.
Of us.
Except for mine, just a little right.
As large as the, you know.
Get you a big belt buckle. Get you a big belt buckle. Make sure that thing is at the target. Can you hold that damn finish?
Hold that finish, guys.
That's the best advice I could give to you.
Watch the Masters this week. Enjoy.
I'm sure most of these people will watch the Masters this week. Enjoy the green grass, right? Enjoy the azaleas.
Azaleas.
Dogwoods are blooming. Okay. Little hint of mint in the air.
A little mint. Get yourself a $2 beer.
Get yourself a $2 beer.
Put that fucking phone down.
Put the phone down, okay, and watch the fucking Masters because there's nothing like it.
Ain't nothing like it.
It's America.
America.
It's America.
America.
Okay? Guys, we are out of bounds on the 19th motherfucking hole.
That's right.
For another podcast coming at you. Peace out, guys.
Later.